Certainly this morning with partly sunny skies, 85 to 90. Could be a couple of thunderstorms developing this afternoon. Temperatures will fall quickly along the coast before dark. Overnight, mostly cloudy, low in mid-50s. Variable clouds cool tomorrow, 50s and 60s. Friday, mostly sunny and cool, 50s at the coast, 60s inland. For all your Jeep needs, check out Central Auto Group on the Audemars, Route 1, Nord, and Rainham. Central.us online. For WBIX, I'm Mark Rosenthal. Hi, everyone. I'm meteorologist Mark Rosenthal, and my weather forecast today is being brought to you by Central Jeep of Nord and Rainham. Have you ever thought about driving your very own Jeep Wrangler? Or how about owning a brand new Jeep Cherokee Laredo? Now is your chance to own a brand new 2010 Jeep at incredible savings. This is the week to come and see us. For a limited time only, Central Jeep of Nord and Rainham are discounting all Jeeps in stock in celebration of Memorial Day, including the 2010 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4 with savings up to $3,800, and the 2010 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 with savings up to $9,500. Head on to Central Jeep this week and take advantage of these limited time markdowns. Central Jeep has two great locations, Route 1 on the Auto Mile in Nord and Route 40 in Rainham. Check us out online at central.us. That's central.us. There's only one Jeep and only one place to buy it. Central Jeep of Nord and Rainham.
Has the plummeting dollar got you worried? It may be time to add gold to your portfolio. Call Boston Bullion at 781-643-COIN. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, Boston Bullion is your gold connection. They handle all types of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. 781-643-COIN. From 1 ounce of silver to 1,000 ounces of gold. No order is too large or too small. Boston Bullion has gold eagles, maples, and Krugerrands in stock or available for order. Pabst Swiss and Credit Swiss. Gold bars come in 1 ounce, 10 ounce, and kilo sizes. Or if it's silver, Boston Bullion has 1 ounce, 10 ounce, or 1,000 ounce silver bars available. Boston Bullion will buy your gold jewelry and pay 50% more than those mail-in rip-off places. 781-643-COIN is Boston Bullion in their new location on the Burlington Town Common between the police and fire stations, inside an old bank where Boston Bullion can provide secure precious metal storage in their private vault. Come by and take a look or go online to bostonbullion.com. That's bostonbullion.com. Boston Bullion, your precious metal connection.
If you're one of the thousands of people having trouble paying down your credit card debt, Preferred Financial Services is here to help. We've been around for years and know just what to do to help you get out of debt. Today, we'll work directly with you one-on-one to get a settlement plan that you can live with. We have a staff of professional financial specialists who are here to help. Call New England-based Preferred Financial Services and get real debt relief right now. Call 1-866-410-6605 or log on to pfs1.net.
Sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Call Stu toll free at 1-877-NEW-1060. That's 1-877-639-1060. Now, Stu Taylor.
A reminder that this weekend's until June 18th, outdoor recreation in Spot Pond in Stoneham, right next to the Stoneham Zoo. Also locations in Hopkinton, Wakefield, Miles Standish, State Forest, UMass, Boston. This is what I'll be doing several days a week, right through the spring and summer into the fall, and that is kayaking. If you love to kayak, it is just great upper body exercise, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to bring a kayak. You don't have to buy a boat. You don't have to put it on the roof. You don't have to. You just sign up, and the memberships are really incredibly cheap for as many times as you use them during the summer. An adult single, $239. You can go as often as you want. You can get the adult double package that I have, which is $459, bring another couple. Access to tons of boats, that is kayaks, canoes, rowboats, pedal boats, sailboats. It's a great way to spend your time without any work. I don't like to go through the effort of doing it. So there's a reminder, and I'll be talking about it through the course of the spring and summer. Your calls here this morning at 877-639-1060, 877-NEW-1060. Coming up a little bit later on, joining us will be Helias Dandoulakis. He's got a phenomenally interesting story about an American boy growing up on the Greek island of Crete and serving in World War II. He's got a book out called I Was Trained to Be a Spy. It is nonfiction, and I think you'll be interested in hearing the story. Also coming up, as the New England Sports Museum, I have been very indirectly involved. In fact, I shouldn't say I've been involved. I'm going to start sounding like Richard Blumenthal and serving in Vietnam. I didn't mean that, except that I've been to a number of their events through the years, put on through the past director over there, Bill Galatas. Now the current executive director is Rusty Sullivan. But joining us will be the curator of the New England Sports Museum, Dick Johnson, coming up to talk about tradition, the June 14 tradition, a great event coming up. And the important thing is that all proceeds will benefit a great cause, the Sports Museum. It's a nonprofit that uses sports to build character in at-risk kids in our community. So this is a terrific event. JoJo White, Dwight Evans, and Steve Nelson of the Patriots, all of whom I have known at one point or another. They will be there, and I think if you're interested in a community activity, this is a great one. I'd like to take your calls here as we open up. We'll have a good stretch here for open lines at 877-1060, 877-639-1060. We've got a very varied content-driven show over the next couple of weeks. And stay tuned, and if you follow me on Twitter, that's StuTaylor123, you'll get an idea of what is coming up daily here. I do want to say that I will be at the Kennedy Library next Tuesday night for Jonathan Alter and Eleanor Clift, not two of my favorite people in terms of their political views. And Newsweek, going bust like the New York Times, except for Carlos Slimer or something, one of the world's wealthiest Mexicans who has a majority stake in the New York Times. Newsweek, of course, in trouble as well, but John Meacham is the head of Newsweek. He's the senior editor at Newsweek, the executive editor at Newsweek. But Jonathan Alter will be on here along with Eleanor Clift. Personally, I like them. Politically, I despise them. If you can gather some understanding in that. Stories of the day. You talk about the horrific consequences, and it becomes very visual and very transparent of 2,000 to 3,000 deaths through the losses of Katrina in New Orleans back, which seems an eternity ago, and in one sense just yesterday with a natural disaster. Here you have a disaster that could have been prevented. It happens. It will happen in any area. Whether it's I'm talking about a man-made disaster, whether it's a nuclear reactor. We saw Mile High Island, where we've seen Chernobyl, we've seen the Enron spill. This one apparently would have cost $500,000 to install, something that would have prevented this. Could have, should have, would have. It's always difficult to anticipate a disaster coming along, and it's always good to be on the safe side, which is why I just load up with all kinds of insurance policies and try to be ready for difficult situations. And a lot of people say, boy, you really spend a lot of money in insurance policies, and I do. It's just that when a calamity occurs, you want to make sure that you're prepared for it. You can't prepare for everything, but this disaster is, I want to tell you, this is a colossal disaster, and it's becoming more and more comparable in a certain sense to the Katrina issue. Katrina was hard impact, visual deaths. This will be something that is below the surface. I guess it's a good analogy to use in terms of the symbolism that the disaster, which is below the surface and you can't see what's going on with chemicals, being pumped by the EPA in huge amounts under the surface to combat this, to continue to contaminate the environment. Now, if I sound like a radical left-wing environmentalist, I'm not, but that doesn't mean that I don't treasure the environment. And here, you're looking at contamination, you're looking at pollution, you're looking at maybe the greatest man-made disaster ever in the making, and I hope not, but take a look at how the administration has responded. The blame finger is everywhere. It's being pointed everywhere. And where is our esteemed president? Where was he last night in the midst of what has become a panic situation as BP is trying desperately
in a number of ways to resolve this. And meanwhile, Obama is sending down some government officials to inspect it. What does the government know about solving a problem like this? You've got to get drilling experts. You've got to get people who are involved in oil drilling and rescue in terms of whether it's people or whether it's equipment to figure out how to solve this. You want to talk about Bush's Katrina? This is Bush's Katrina, and it's Obama's issue right now. And where was he last night as this has reached a critical stage in conjunction with what happened in the markets yesterday, which I'll get to? He was in San Francisco for a fundraiser for the despicable Barbara Boxer, cracking jokes about himself and his administration. And this administration, in addition to being a practical disaster for our country, is a PR disaster. There's no sense of the pulse of the American people. It's unfathomable how insensitive they are. His second trip down. Do you remember the attempts to get him to go to the Arlington National Cemetery, where he should be, and he should be on a regular basis, to pay tribute to our lost troops for all the wars? Always very reluctant to go. A laid-back campaign atmosphere. This president of the United States is much more interested in campaigning for the presidency and spreading his ideology than he is addressing problems of the day. That is a fact. And the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, who should be held liable for this as well, finally had to reconsider and cancel a fundraiser in New York City. The Environmental Protection Agency, who allowed chemicals to be dumped into the water. And you look at the EPA and what they do, and I think of the time that I had a business and I owned a building on high ground with no need for water flow preventers. It's one of the rare fights that I ever got into on having it installed until I got threatened by the EPA to get water flow preventers put in my building where there was no need. It was unanimously agreed upon. I hired lawyers and consultants. All of them said there is no need at all to put in water flow preventers. I couldn't fight. I couldn't fight the EPA. I got a letter saying, if you don't have water flow preventers installed by such and such a date, they're going to fine you $1,500 a day. Well, guess what I did? I paid to have the water flow preventers put in. I'm sick and tired of being bullied, and so are the American people. And if you think this isn't legitimate, just take a look at the polls. Take a look at the polls. And the polls are showing that people hate Congress. They don't like this president. They don't believe in these policies. And they're tired in the direction this country is going in. 877-639-1060. 877-New-1060. Call in. Voice your disapproval or your approval.
More of Stu Taylor on Business after this.
Are you tired of your job, worried about your financial future?
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. Stop the worry and be your own boss. Let me show you a business system that can help you take control of your financial future. Make your move into a $9 billion booming industry that's recession resistant. Put my business system to work for you and start living your dream today.
To learn more, log on to 1040start.com. That's 1040start.com. Make your move today. Visit 1040start.com.
Book the inn on Peaks Island for an intimate and affordable coastal Maine winter wedding for up to 40 guests. You'll enjoy having the entire inn exclusively to yourself in 6 luxurious guest rooms and a spacious penthouse suite. Choose from a lobster feast or plated dinner with past hors d'oeuvres, including beer, wine, and champagne. These special winter rates begin November 1st and continue through April 30th. Just a 15-minute ferry ride from downtown Portland, Maine. Your wedding awaits at the Inn on Peaks Island. Visit online at innonpeaks.com.
Any time of the year is a good time to shop for a rug at Dover Rugs, but right now is the best time. Why? Well, because it's time for Dover Rugs' annual tent sale. All of Dover's magnificent hand-knotted rugs are on sale for savings of 20 to 70% with no payments or interest for 1 year. rugs from Pakistan, Persia, India, Turkey, Nepal, and China. In stock wall-to-wall carpeting, palace size to small area rugs and runners, in tribal, contemporary, traditional, or classic traditional style. All on sale for up to 70% off with no interest or payment for 1 year. Go in now. Choose from Dover's $20 million inventory of rugs from around the world. Try a rug before you buy. One that fits your home, your style, and your budget. The Dover Rug Tent Sale. Going on now with Dover Rug and Natick on Route 9 and on Route 53 Hanover. And in the Dover Rug Gallery stores at the Atrium Mall Chestnut Hill and Artifacts Furniture on Main Street Hyannis. Hurry in, because while the choice of rugs seems endless, this sale will end soon. Dover. Rugs and the people who know them.
This is Jerry Seib of the Wall Street Journal.
And this is John Harwood of the New York Times and CNBC. You want to know who the real backroom power is in the city of Boston? It's Stu Taylor. Listen to your show.
La Familia Giorgio's in Boston. And if you want something more casual or light, it depends on the evening. And if you want something really... Well, I shouldn't say this. I was going to say with larger portions, because you can get complete meals. And I got a complete meal. Great swordfish dinner at the Fours last Sunday night, also the Fours in Quincy and the Fours in Norwell, and it's magnificent. It's just a magnificent place, and the people who work there love it. Peter Colton, who owns the restaurant, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. I keep saying, Peter, come on the show, and he's a little shy coming on the show, and he has done a miraculous job with that restaurant and the other two Fours in Norwell and Quincy. I mean, they're just an outstanding reputation. La Familia Giorgio, so 20 years they've been around right now with Marianne and Al Giorgio, the owners, and very good friends of mine. And I don't eat there because they're very good friends of mine. I eat here because the food is just spectacular. The environment is unbelievable. And we're just giving you a couple of terrific hints on where to go. There are others. If you want to call in here, I'd be more than happy to talk about Bistro 44 on Middlesex Turnpike in Bedford, Bistro 5 in West Medford. You've got a huge choice. And I welcome your calls here before I turn this into another restaurant review show, as I did here a while back. I love doing that restaurant review show. I did it on a Saturday, and yeah, all the chefs from Davio's and McCormick and Schmick, they'd all come in on a, I don't know, we did the show on, I think it was a Saturday, and they would bring in all of their food and desserts, and all of a sudden my cholesterol went up about 70 points. So when the show ended, as all things come to an end, in a sense, I was greatly relieved, because, you know, when that stuff is in front of you, and you're sitting and saying, boy, I'll tell you, this steak is, how do you season the steak? It's fantastic. And you're sitting there, and you're eating the food to test it. It becomes a dangerous proposition. Anyway, back to the realities of a much more dangerous proposition. Though maybe not necessarily more dangerous than the reports we're getting from the restaurants on food and those restaurants that contain a high salary and salt intake. If you want to talk about that, I'd be happy to talk about that as well, because I'm extremely aware of these restaurants that offer, oh man, just fabulous, fabulous food, and are killing you as we're getting killed here with this oil spill. And I'm thinking generations down the road, births, animals, fishing, businesses. If this goes up the East Coast, to me this looks like a first-class major disaster, and I don't know if it can be stopped. And how is this land ever going to be restored? How are the buffers? You know, there are built-in buffers on the shoreline that act as a protector against natural disasters like hurricanes, and a lot of this is broken down. I don't know what the solution is, and it may be too late, but this president, by going to San Francisco for a fundraiser and making light and joking about it, he's on a permanent campaign. He could be bothered until the issue takes such heat that he has to come out and make an emotional statement, plug the damn hole. Right, and all the headlines, oh boy, this president is really concerned about it. I mean, stop loving this guy. This guy is perhaps the most dangerous person on the face of the earth. I really believe it. More dangerous than Ahmadinejad, Kim Jong-il. And people say, are you nuts? Are you out of your mind? Take a look what he's doing to this country. Take a look what he's doing to this country. You know, one of the things, and I don't mean this as an act of sensationalism, because if you listen to this show, I don't participate in that. I'm just getting some off-the-record comments. And I can't even give you the comments.
I can't even give you the comments. Off-the-record comments from people who are in the inside in Washington. I'm not in the inside in Washington. I'm far from it. I'm as much of an outsider in terms of that information and being part of that community as anybody. I don't go to any of these events. I choose not to go to any of these events. No, I'm not invited to Washington for this or that. But if I were just a little more aggressive, I could be in those circles. I don't care to be. I've had a taste of it. And I can tell you there are things that I hear that would make great radio. I can't document it except to say they're off-the-record comments, and I could say these are off-the-record comments, and I can't tell you who they were attributed from. I don't even want to relay what the comments are, let alone where the sources are. But if any of these statements are true, you better watch out. 877-639-1060. The EPA dinner fundraiser canceled. EPA, by the way, allowed chemicals to be put into the environment. You see, one of the things is that you're on a high-level transparency with Katrina. You can see what's happening. I mean, it's right there. It's visual. You can't see what's going on a mile or two below the ocean floor. And the government's going to send advisors. They're going to send advisors to Louisiana. I've been saying, and I know maybe I'm overstepping my boundaries, by saying I would not be I would not be resistant to seeing a grounds for impeachment for the President of the United States, because I think he is, maybe not from a legal standpoint, or maybe things that have been suppressed by the media. But I'm looking for someone to institute a legitimate suit to impeach this president. I want Barack Obama impeached. Now, you can be as certain as anything that there is a blackout on all things, just about all things, that could produce such a situation for this president. I believe it because he flat out is wrecking this country. He's destroying it. And he knows what he's doing. He's no dummy. It's just part of what, you know, it's part of his ideology. Joe Sestak, who won that race off against Arlen Specter. Arlen Specter, another jerk, just heading to retirement at age 80, and I don't ever want to see you or hear from you again. Sestak may not be the brightest bulb, but in an apparent attempt to offer him the department head at the Secretary of the Navy, does that constitute bribery? Again, you know, maybe some attorney here can call in and tell me. I'm certain we don't know. Or can you say, hey, look, maybe for the good of the party, as opposed to, here's the deal. You don't run, you become Secretary of the Navy. Sestak, I don't know why he's going on and publicly saying this, and he hasn't really identified it as Secretary of the Navy, but everybody knows that was the position. He is creating one headache for the Democrat Party, and how much is the Democrat Party suffering? Big time. First of all, polls. You know what the approval rating in Congress is? And I think I don't know if it's a Gallup poll or a CNN USA poll. 15% favorability rating for Congress. Can you believe it? 15%. Everybody hates Congress. I got my hand up. All those who hate Congress, raise their right hand. Oh, I got both hands up. That's how much I hate Congress. Both sides of Congress. Except the Democrats are in control, so I'm pointing my finger there. Approval ratings, all kinds of approval ratings against both parties. I'm not going to cite numbers here, but the general approval rating for Obama and the job he's doing is 47%. Take a look at the financial abyss. I told you we'd get to it, and I'm going to get to it right now. Stocks in the U.S. yesterday opened up in the first 10 minutes down 292 points. Finished 23 points down. We were under 99, under 10,000. I don't know, we got to 98 something yesterday, but I want to tell you, it is unstable out there. It is really unstable. Investors are completely shaken by the news that European banks are having to pay a premium to borrow dollars in interbank markets. And then, of course, you have the situation of the tension between North and South Korea. It's pretty scary out there. We're looking at this whole worldwide financial situation. We've gone, as I said, and maybe I was the first to, I'm not going to take credit for this, but making a strong point immediately when it happened at first, we've gone from the decimation of financial institutions in the United States to the decimation of fiscally of countries in Europe. Here's an estimate by those who know. I don't, so I'll take the numbers. Greece, GDP as a percentage of debt, 115%. The United States, it'll be at 100% by 2020. I'm going to tell you, this is scary stuff. Let me just get to immigration, illegal immigration, because we're going to move on to a completely different topic when we come back from a break. Republicans, the only reason Republicans love illegal immigrants is because they can hire workers inexpensively. Democrats love illegal workers because they have a real built-in sense of guilt, and we should all pay for all the travesties that society has perpetuated upon any minority. And in this case, it may be a majority, but they're looking for votes in the election. And they're 100% right. You get all these illegal immigrants legalized. Bingo, you got the votes. Obama's sending 1,600 National Guard troops to the border when many, many, many more are requested. 1,600. Most of them are going to have desk jobs. Seeing is believing. In this particular case, remember Ripley's Believe It or Not, seeing is disbelieving. I don't believe what's happening every day. I sat with my neighbor last night and talked about it, and we both just got completely revved up on it. We're going to come back. Stay with us.
Hello.
Hi.
We got a big broadcast to do here.
This is AM 1060 WBIX.
We got a big broadcast.
Hi, folks. This is Stu Taylor. A few months ago, I noticed that my vision was getting more and more blurry, so I went to see Dr. Melky at the Boston Eye Group in Brookline, and sure enough, I had a cataract. I was nervous at first to get it removed, but Dr. Melky assured me that by not taking care of it now, my vision would just keep getting worse and worse. I am here to tell you that I can't believe that I had 20/20 vision restored the very next day with a simple, painless procedure, thanks to Dr. Melky and the Boston Eye Group. Dr. Melky also performs LASIK vision correction. He's performed more than 15,000 cataract and LASIK procedures. The Boston Eye Group is a world-class center in eye care. Call today at 617-277-4733. That's 617-277-4733. Or visit them on the World Wide Web at bostonlaser.com. That's bostonlaser.com. Thank you, Dr. Melky and the Boston Eye Group.
Is your IRS tax problem ruining your life? Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. Don't be another IRS victim, and please don't give up hope. Call me today and let's do something about it.
If you have tax problems, call Ronnie Lynn Deutsch, a professional tax corporation, at 1-800-530-6361. That's 1-800-530-6361 for your free and confidential tax analysis. That's 800-530-6361 for your free tax guide. 800-530-6361.
The Inn on Peaks Island is the perfect location for your special getaway. Just imagine a short drive to historic Portland, Maine. Peaks Island offers a variety of outdoor activities, and everything that downtown Portland has to offer is just minutes away. Sample the chef's finest selections while you watch the sunset over Casco Bay. The Inn on Peaks Island is so close, yet it takes you so far away. More at innonpeaks.com. That's innonpeaks.com.
Do you have any landscape projects in mind? I'm Scott Carzo, president of Perennial Landscape Corporation. A fantastic time to plant them is right now. We provide high-quality new plantings, lawns, stone walls, patios, walkways, landscape, lighting, and much more. We pledge to start your project in a timely fashion and to work on it every day until full completion. We are in our second decade of providing the highest quality landscape work. Call 781-729-1719 or check out perenniallandscape.com, perenniallandscape.com.
Located in the heart of Manhattan, the Manhattan Club is New York City's first timeshare, offering a valuable asset to individuals and families who are looking for the perfect home away from home. The Manhattan Club combines high-end hotel amenities with a private club-like atmosphere, including fitness and business centers, and a spectacular 26-floor lounge. For more information, call 888-692-2121 or check out ManhattanClub.com. That's ManhattanClub.com.
My dad is 64 years old. He's on medication for a bunch of stuff. Diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, the works. It's gotten to the point where I feel like we're trading symptoms for side effects. So I asked his doctor, is there anything else we can do? He told me that the American Medical Association has declared that exercise is medicine. Then he told me to go to Dedham Health and Athletic Complex and skip the side effects. Dedham Health has a great staff of exercise physiologists who will customize an exercise program that's right for my dad. So I took him to Dedham Health, and now he goes 3 times a week, and he loves it. His cholesterol is better, his blood pressure is down, his doctor has lowered his diabetes medication, and he's made a bunch of new friends. Best of all, no side effects. Anyway, you should check out Dedham Health and Athletic Complex. Call 781-326-2900. That's 781-326-2900. Or check them out on the web at DedhamHealth.com.
I'm Dick Morris, saying that it is great to be able to listen to Stu Taylor no matter where I am. Stu Taylor on Business is on your computer weekday mornings at 8 at WBIXonline.com.
All right, we're 34 minutes after the hour, and let's change topics completely here. Joining us is a gentleman named Helias Dandoulakis. He has a non-fiction book out, and we want to go back and talk about a lot of the accounts that occurred during World War One. There's a book out called World War Two. I'm glad you're listening, because apparently I wasn't. World War Two. Helias Dandoulakis. He has a book out called I Was Trained to Be a Spy. And it's available by published by Ex Libris, and it is on paperback and hardcover. Welcome to the show, Helias, and congratulations for all you've achieved. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, the book is I Was Trained to Be a Spy, intriguing topic for everyone to hear. And you were asked to join the OSS during that war. What's the OSS?
Yes, OSS was the forerunner of CIA. It was formed in 1941 by President Roosevelt, and it was an underground organization sending agents to the enemy or enemy occupied countries to collect information on enemy movements or destroy enemy installations.
Since you were born in the United States, why were you in Greece during the war?
Well, actually, I was born in Canton, Ohio, and where my father had a restaurant. While I was only 2 years old, my father had to sell his business, and we all moved to the island of Crete since my grandmother had an accident and became blind, and we had to take care of her. So I would say that the years were passing slowly, going to public school and high school. And while I was in the last grades of high school, me being only 17 years old, and the date being May 20th, 1941, a date that has been recorded in history, I was helping my father spray the vines where it happened that I was watching the Germans falling from the sky only 2 miles away from me. After 10 days of fist fighting, the Germans occupied the island after losing about 8,000 of German soldiers. So that's how I was involved in the resistance.
What was your training like? You know, we all hear about what it's like in the CIA today. It's become much more transparent to everyone because of the open society that we have. What was it like training in the OSS?
Well, first of all, how did I get to be noticed by OSS. You see, after the Germans occupied the island, because we knew how to talk English, we were in continuous contact with the English Intelligence Service, the SOE. So for 2 years, my brother and I were in an underground English Intelligence Service, and when Gestapo found out about us, they tried to get us, of course, And the British, because of what we had done, notified them. A torpedo boat came and picked my brother and I and another 13 guys, and we went to Cairo, Egypt. In Cairo, Egypt, we were living in a beautiful villa in the suburbs of Cairo, Heliopolis, and then American, the OSS, heard from the British that two American boys, born American, yes, they had done a tremendous job, and they were preparing us to send us in another part of Crete. The OSS immediately said, well, we need those two brothers. So they sent an American captain, Greek-American captain, and they found us in the Heliopolis and said, look, you are American-born. We heard that you had so much experience. How would you like to come and work for us? So, which we did, and we went into the American Army, and then they transferred us to OSS. So they took us to a training, an OSS spy school outside from Cairo, and the training really was a 6 months spy training. It was very peculiar and specialized training, which involved simulation techniques into an unknown environment, which included, of course, commando defensive type training, parachute training, and how to steal secret documents by utilizing techniques, how to open locks and safes, also how to escape if we were caught, and how to kill with any instrument, even with using a newspaper.
Yeah, well, how do you kill with a newspaper?
Well, actually, suppose, let's say I was caught and I was kept in a room, and I look around. Of course, I did not have a gun with me, though I used to have two guns. I said, I got to kill this guard. How? So I found a newspaper. They taught us how we could fold the paper and make a sharp point and attack the guard, piercing his throat and killing him. So that was, let's say, one of the means how to escape. They taught us how to jump from the window, how to show us a lot of pictures, how to get away from the Germans and so on.
Elias Dandoulakis joining us with what could be the makings of a movie, World War II. The book is I Was Trained to Be a Spy. It is published by Ex Libris. You can go to exlibris.com. It's available in paperback and hardcover. What kind of weapons did you carry on you? And didn't you also have, you know, back in the, and of course they have, the troops have it today, but you see it in all the spy movies, you have a pill.
Yes. But when I had finished the 6 months spy training, they said, you are ready to be dropped by parachute in some place in Greece. So they gave me a nylon belt, which had small pockets filled up with 150 gold sovereigns. And at the right side, it was a bigger pocket, and it included a 32 caliber pistol. And then also, I had a pen gun with me, which had 22 caliber bullet in it. But besides that, I also, they told us how dangerous the mission would have been, and we had heard that from 15 people, they had trained us, we were in the school, 7 had been caught, and before they had died in tortures, they had no fingers, you know. So they said, it's if you really want, you can take this pill. So they were cyanide capsules, which I was carrying, one in the lapel of my jacket and another one at the top of my trousers above the front zipper, you know. So in case, let's say, I was caught with my wireless, there is no chance, of course, to survive. So we knew that the torture would be coming. Can you imagine? I was in Salonika for 9 months, the only American soldier. If they caught me, they had to torture me. How, what was I trained? How, where are my friends? This and that, and cutting fingers and so on. So I may as well kill myself.
What was it like being there? Were you consumed with feelings of fear, feelings of adventure? There obviously must have been an adrenaline rush to do what you did in serving those years.
You see, I was enjoying myself, to tell the truth, because I was 20 years old, having plenty of money, plenty of girlfriends, and running adventure. I did not really think at all of the dangerous situation. I was enjoying myself, and as a Greek friend I had up there, he used to tell me, Elias, for you, the war should never end, you know.
Were you friends with William Casey, the ex-CIA chief?
Yes, after the war, my brother had many inventions, and Casey had given us a place to work, and we became really partners in a few things.
Joining us is Elias Dandoulakis. The book is I Was Trained to Be a Spy. It's available through Ex Libris and paperback and hardcover. I mentioned the fact that this could be a movie. Is there something in the works maybe to get a movie going?
Yes, it is screenwritten right now. But anyone who really wants to get a lot of information before they get the book, they should go to my website, www.iwastrainedtobeaspy.com. You are going to find tremendous information there, pictures talking about the Jewish people that were exterminated in Salonika, about 70 to 80,000, talking about different, generally, in other words, if they go to my website, they're going to get anything they want.
All right, the website, let me give that out again, is I Was Trained to Be
www.
Right, well no, they assume that. They know, everybody knows that. www. That precedes it, iwastrainedtobeaspy.com. You can go to iwastrainedtobeaspy.com. Elias Dandoulakis, the book I Was Trained to Be a Spy, Ex Libris. This is a fascinating read. It's like a fictional spy story, but it's true.
Can I end it up that finally the Gestapo found out about where I was?
Well, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Fascinating. This is Stu Taylor.
More of Stu Taylor on Business after this.
Any time of the year is a good time to shop for a rug at Dover Rugs, but right now is the best time. Why? Well, because it's time for Dover Rugs' annual tent sale. All of Dover's magnificent hand-knotted rugs are on sale for savings of 20 to 70% with no payments or interest for 1 year. Rugs from Pakistan, Persia, India, Turkey, Nepal, and China. In stock wall-to-wall carpeting, palace size to small area rugs and runners. In tribal, contemporary, traditional, or classic traditional style. All on sale for up to 70% off with no interest or payments for 1 year. Go in now. Choose from Dover's $20 million inventory of rugs from around the world. Try a rug before you buy. One that fits your home, your style, and your budget. the Dover Rug Tent Sale. Going on now at Dover Rug and Natick on Route 9 and on Route 53 Hanover. And in the Dover Rug Gallery stores at the Atrium Mall Chestnut Hill and Artifacts Furniture on Main Street Hyannis. Hurry in, because while the choice of rugs seems endless, this sale will end soon. Dover. Rugs and the people who know them.
Are you tired of your job? Worried about your financial future? Start living the dream of being in business for yourself. Log on to 1040startnow.com or call 800-680-0451.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. Stop the worry and be your own boss. Let me show you a business system that can help you take control of your financial future. Make your move now into a $9 billion booming industry that's recession resistant.
You too can make this move. Hear what others are saying about being in business for themselves.
In our first year, I never thought we could earn so much money.
I'm never going back to my old job.
Their training and support made it very easy. Put my business system to work for you and start living your dream today.
To learn more, visit 1040startnow.com or call 800-680-0451. Make your move today and start living your dream. Visit 1040startnow.com or call 800-680-0451 today.
Now, more of Stu Taylor on Business.
I love events that are put on. I have a festival. I love all events, but I love for-profit and non-profit events. There is a terrific non-profit event coming up here on June 14th, and it actually is one of the finest events of the year in Boston. Even if you're not a sports fan, if you can think of the benefits that this June 14th tradition coming up at the great New England Sports Museum, if you've been to any of their functions, they're incredible. This event will benefit kids everywhere in our community, and it is a non-profit event. Joining us to talk about it is the curator of the New England the Sports Museum, and joining us is a gentleman who has been doing a fabulous job, Dick Johnson. Dick, good morning. Great to have you with us.
Stu, how are you?
I'm doing just great, and give my best to Bill Galatas, who's chairing the event this year, and I've had a number of chats with Rusty Sullivan, the executive director. You've all done a marvelous job, and you, as curator, have kept things going in a terrific fashion over there at the Sports Museum, 100 Legends Way in Boston. And before you talk about the event, just a little bit of an overview of the genesis and the development of the Sports Museum and where you are today, and then we'll talk about that great event.
Of course, the museum is now 33 years old, and we have been in a number of different spots over the years. We were over at the Cambridge Side Galleria for about 8 years, and we've been at the Garden now for 12 years, and it's been a wonderful home for us because we're right where the action is. And we display about 2,300 objects on two floors adjacent to the premium suites. So we like to call it a half a mile of exhibits because it's sort of hard to quantify our displays in square and cubic feet. But we, I think, cover the waterfront pretty well on all sports in the greatest sports city in the world, actually. I would argue that with anybody.
Well, and I'd say you're at the greatest possible location you could be at, finally, and hopefully this will be a permanent home. I've attended a number of events in the past. I have to confess here, I haven't been to any recently, but this one looks great. You've got a June 14 tradition. Tell us about it. Tell us who's in attendance and how people can go.
This is the ninth year that we've held this event on the floor of the Garden, and it's really turned into sort of the premier sports networking and gathering of the, you know, early summertime. And unlike a lot of other sports events in the area, it's a multi-sport celebration, so it's not just one sport that's being singled out. But this year, it's as though the gentlemen behind the retired numbers for the teams are sort of going to be coming down to the stage. JoJo White of the Boston Celtics is the basketball honoree. And again, one of the rare performers who spent his entire career with one club and was a member of two world championships for them. Steve Nelson of the Patriots, who was the defensive heart of that club for, 14 years and was a member of their very first Super Bowl club back in 86. Nelly is one of the big stars that we're honoring this year. Dwight Evans, who, boy, the last half of his career if it had been the same as the first half, would have put him in Cooperstown. He's so close to Hall of Fame credentials, but again, only played that 1 year with the Orioles, or he would have spent his entire career with the Red Sox. But as it was, he spent 18 years here in Boston, and best right fielder I've ever seen.
You know, you'll never see his defense matched. You know, you talk about some of the good ones, J.D. Drew doing a comparable job. I thought Dwight Evans was in was certainly in a class of his own defensively out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Yep.
Who else is coming?
And we have the 1970 Boston Bruins as the lifetime honorees on the 40th anniversary of that great championship year. And that's a team that I think anyone, I'm fortunate enough to have seen that club to really have a very intimate knowledge of them. Was there a more charismatic championship club in Boston history? I think not, and it's our privilege to bring them back. And then we're honoring... Yeah.
No, continue, Dick.
And then we're honoring the Rem Dog, Jerry Remy, who is the one player I can think who's gone from being a player, a broadcaster, to a brand name. It's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? Well, no, it isn't hard to believe, but it's quite an achievement. I mean, he really has... accomplished an amazing amount since his playing career was over, and I want to make sure that everyone...
It's so good to see him back in the broadcast booth. I hope he's feeling as great and is as good as he looks.
He sounds great, and I think he's doing very well, and again, it's our privilege to be able to honor him. And last but not least, we're honoring a woman who I think is probably the greatest female soccer player in world history, and that's Christine Lilly of the Breakers. And Chris has played for the U.S. national squad over 300 times and was really the hero of that 1999 World Cup championship when she cleared the ball off the line in overtime against China. She's a native of Connecticut, so she's a local product. And, again, to be the greatest player that ever lived in a sport that's the most popular sport in the world is quite an achievement, and Christine is that. So we're again honored to have her in attendance on the 14th as well.
Dick, lay out the format of the evening, how people can participate and how they can go.
Well, let me start by saying I would ask everyone to go to sportsmuseum.org, and there's an e-vite. I urge you all to click on the e-vite because it's a great one. It's about a minute and a half, but it's basically gives you highlights of all the honorees. You can call to order tickets, 617-624-1237.
Repeat that number again.
Oh, sure. Yep, 617-624-1237. And that's the order line. And the tickets are $175 and $250 each. And the proceeds go towards helping to fund the Sports Museum's exhibits and programs. Our signature program is called Stand Strong, and it involves middle school students in Chelsea and Charlestown, and it's been a great program for us. And again, this is what helps to pay the bills.
All right, and I have to tell people, having been part of the sports community for a number of years, he is still obviously emotionally. I did sports radio with Rico Petrocelli for a number of years, Dick Raddatz, and professional boxing with Dana Rosenblatt. Now, I have an emotional involvement with this, and I can tell you, having been at the events at the New England Sports Museum, under the tremendous guidance of Dick Johnson, Rusty Sullivan, and Bill Gelatis, you're guaranteed to have a spectacular evening and to give something back to the community. This is a great opportunity for you to do it. It doesn't happen every week, so take advantage of it. Once again, here's the number to call for tickets. It's 617-624-1237. That's 617-624-1237. Any concluding comments, Dick, or we pretty much covered it all?
Well, I just want to let folks know that the event starts at 5:30 p.m., and the awards ceremony concludes about 9:15, and you will get to hang out with the who's who of sports in Boston. The atmosphere of the evening is great because everyone's gathered on the floor of the garden. We don't have a blue room. We don't have a special area for VIPs. Everybody's a VIP, and it's a great evening for a great cause. So we'll hope to see you there.
All right. I thank you very much. And
thank you.
I certainly advise people to go over there. Give my best to Bill Gelatus. I haven't seen him in quite a while, but he's done a remarkable job, as you have, for the Sports Museum and upholding these great traditions of sports in Boston. It was great having you on, Dick.
Thank you, Stu.
All right, we've got about a minute left. Again, I want to give you my website, which is StuTaylor.com. It's StuTaylor.com. And you can follow me on Twitter. You can go to StuTaylor123 to get all of the upcoming shows. We've got some really diverse subjects and topics that are going to be carried over the next 2 weeks, from investment to the value of being a homemaker, to a number of shows here on finance. And we're even going to have a show on next week, a gentleman called Andy Thomas McDonald. He's got a book out called The Liminal Path, A Study of the Brain. John Gingrich will be joining us. Gingrich and his company, Advanced Exploration, will have a segment coming up next week from Scott Cazzo, so you can get your landscaping needs instead with Perennial Landscape. And on Friday of next week, joining us will be Jonathan Alter from Newsweek. He's got a book out called The Promise, and it's similar in a sense to Heilman's book on game change, and you'll get a lot of revelations of what's going on, in and during Obama's first year in office. And I'm sure there'll be some interesting conversation there. I do want to thank everyone for joining us today, and wish you would get out and enjoy the heat, and stay well. This is Stu Taylor.
The preceding program was wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content.
The news is brought to you by the Boston Herald. WVIX
in Boston. The Boston Herald. Somebody's got to say it. Call 1-800-882-1211 for home delivery.
IRN USA Radio News.
I'm Greg Moore. A bill aimed at providing health coverage for first responders and recovery workers who became ill in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks has cleared a major hurdle on Capitol Hill. The House Energy and Commerce Committee voted last night in support of the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. Tests will determine if the much-anticipated top kill to plug the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico moves forward. BP Senior Vice President Ken Wells says company scientists and engineers must first run a series of tests on the blowout preventer on the wellhead. He said if the top kill procedure fails, it could make the gusher worse. Super Bowl 48 has been awarded to the new Meadowlands Stadium. It's the first time the big game is headed to New York and New Jersey. The NFL waived its rules that the host city has to have an average seasonal temperature above 50 degrees. This is IRN USA Radio News.
This report brought to you by the Independent Pilots Association. For the first time in its 103 years, UPS is furloughing pilots. In February, it announced the first layoffs planned for May. In the past year, the pilots took reductions in flight pay guarantees, unpaid leave, and other measures to generate cost savings for UPS. Captain Robert Thrush, president of the Independent Pilots Association, which represents the pilots, says the pilots took it upon